Car bomb explosion has killed at least two people in Lebanon's east near the Syrian border. The bomb went off near a mosque in a Hezbollah-dominated village in Bekaa Valley. The victims were members of the Lebanese resistance movement. At least two dozen others were also wounded there. The militant group of Ahrar al-Sunnah has claimed responsibility for the attack. The group is an offshoot of the terrorist al-Nusra Front, which is fighting against the Syrian government. Lebanon has been rocked by the spillover of the Syrian conflict, with its north being the epicenter of the bloody clashes between supporters and opponents of the Syrian government. Let's speak to our correspondent, Lamis Qaroot, who joins us via Skype from Beirut to tell us a bit more. Now, Lamis, last time we spoke to you, the details were still a little murky. Tell us a bit more about what we do know about this blast.
Yes, definitely. The National News Agency here in Lebanon has confirmed that two people have died and 14 others were injured late Sunday when a suicide attack blew up a bomb-laden car in the center of the Bekaa town of Nebi Othman. The area is called Nebi Othman near a mosque. Now, the direction of the car was unknown. It was mainly heading towards either Baalbek or Beirut. And the car was carrying at least 120 kilograms of explosives. Now, the two who died were actually Hezbollah members, and they knew that the car was about to carry an attack and tried to stop the vehicle. Now, that was when the attacker detonated the vehicle because he was actually caught. The martyrs' names were Abdurrahman al-Qadi and Khalil Khalil, who happened to be from Bekaa Valley as well. They actually went, they chased the driver to stop because they wanted to check his papers. They were patrolling the area, and that's when the bomber blew himself up. Now, as you said, the group named Ahrar al-Sham and Baalbek claimed responsibility for the attack on Twitter, and they said that they're going to bring the battle in Yabru to Lebanon, which actually links in the Syrian government forces regaining the town of Yabru early yesterday. And this is, of course, just an indication of what's happening here in Lebanon, the Syrian spillover here in Lebanon. Not just when the Syrian government forces regained the town of Yabrud, we saw 1,000 militants cross into Lebanon. Some of them were actually being treated at hospitals here in Lebanon, areas such as Ersel and whatnot, who are have become a safe haven for militants. They're nourishing these militants, taking care of the militants. And many actually explosive cars in Lebanon are coming from Ersel. As well, Hezbollah and the Lebanese security forces have said many times in the past that car bombs and previous suicide attacks that Lebanon have experienced originally came from Yabrud. So Yabrud has a lot of role here in the fact that the Syrian government forces retook the town of Yabrud as well with their allies, Hezbollah. It plays a major role in what we're seeing take place in Lebanon. As well, government forces opened the roads between Lebwe and Ersel and in Bekaa Valley today. And that's another reason why this attack took place. So the car came from Ersel. And of course, this is a series of attacks that Lebanon has experienced, unprecedented attacks Lebanon has experienced by Takfiris here. And their target is a complete fail. I mean, they say we are committing these attacks due to Hezbollah's presence in Syria and whatnot. But we really see that these attacks are targeting nothing but innocent civilians here in Lebanon. Right. They're not really targeting any headquarters or anything like that. They're really targeting innocent civilians. We saw it today. The area that the bomb took place is mainly farmers. They're usually just taking place in residential areas. They're targeting all sects of people. They're not just targeting Shias. Okay. One of the injured today happened to be a Christian guy as well. We've seen in the past Sunnis have died in these attacks. So they don't have a goal. Their goal seems to just create instability and strife in Lebanon, kill as many people as possible. But they just use the excuse that Hezbollah's presence in Syria is making us do what we're doing. But of course, it's a lie. They just need a reason to cause sectarian strife and violence.
Indeed, as the Secretary General of the Hezbollah movement had said, that Lebanon was part of the plan of these Takfiri insurgents, no matter what Hezbollah would have done. Our correspondent, Lamis Qaroot, there, reporting from Beirut via Skype. Lamis, thanks very much indeed for that update.